Two very interesting subjects have been combined to make these transcribed adventures the most fascinating and thrilling of all radio programs. Pat Ryan and Terry Lee are now members of the First Chinese Commando Group, a tough, hard-hitting, intelligent outfit of trained fighters. Their job is to make sudden raids on the invader and annoy him at every turn. The other interesting angle of this great adventure show will be mentioned in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. For sheer downright goodness, peppy flavor, heaps of vitamins, Libby's Tomato Juice is a king of drinks. It's got the swell rich flavor of red ripe tomatoes fresh off the vine. It's wonderfully refreshing, doesn't steal your appetite. And say, has it got vitamins? Yes, Libby's Tomato Juice is rich in vitamin C and A, a good source, too, of vitamins G and B1. Your mother will be glad to let you have all you want of this keen-tasting juice, with meals or between meals. She knows how much it contributes, how it helps keep young Americans strong. These days, keeping strong and well is a patriotic duty. Every one of us must make a real effort to eat the right things. Libby's Tomato Juice and other Libby's foods like corn and apricot, salmon, Vienna sausage, fruit cocktail. They give you food values you need, as well as glorious flavors. Believe me, boys and girls, if you feel any interest in good things to eat, you want to ask Mother to get Libby's foods. They sure do taste grand. Libby uses real, fine, fresh fruits and vegetables, really tender, choice meats. And Libby packs them with a special care to guard their fine food values. So ask Mother to ask for Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Libby's Foods. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Terry and Pat have suddenly discovered that although these Chinese commandos are well trained in guerrilla warfare, they have not been taught how to identify airplanes. And so before they're permitted to do any further fighting, Pat, Terry, and Jude Hennick have determined to teach them how to spot Allied and enemy planes. Meanwhile, although the Dragon Lady doesn't know it, Pat, Terry, and Jude have located the missing Dr. Fu Ling. He is a prisoner in a small shack about 5 miles from the commando headquarters. It was night when Pat and the others arrived at this outpost. Pat made a tour of the place with Wong, the guide, and the sentry. And when he returned to the fire, he spoke quietly to Jude and Terry.
It's Dr. Fu Ling, all right. He's in a little shack well hidden among the rocks. He was asleep when I looked in.
What's he doing down there?
Well, the shack is part of this outpost setup. Right next to it is a portable shortwave outfit. The sentry uses it to notify our headquarters when planes fly over.
Think we'll have any trouble getting Fu Ling away from here?
We don't want any trouble.
Well, if Dr. Fu Ling is a prisoner, then sentry must have orders not to let him get away. What kind of a spot does that put us in?
Look, we've got to get the doctor away from here without the guard knowing about it. We'll bring him back to headquarters and smuggle him aboard your plane, dude.
Yeah. And nobody's to know? Well, what about Wong, our guide? He brought us here, and can we get back without him?
We'll have to. If he knows we have Fu Ling along, he'll be sure and tell the Dragon Lady.
Yeah.
Now, dude, we've got to make it look as though the old doctor escaped from this place all by himself.
It doesn't sound so hot, Pat. Why didn't the doctor escape before? What was he waiting for? All of a sudden, we come along, and the next thing the Dragon Lady finds out is that Fu Ling has disappeared. And we stand around and look innocent in the face of all that?
Listen, Terry. We set out to locate Fu Ling, and we've done it. Sure, we've joined up with the commandos, and we'll play ball. But just the same, we're going to get Fu Ling out of here.
Yeah, I know the Army High Command wants him. And I'm perfectly willing to fly him back in my plane, but looks like a tough job.
Now, look, here's what we'll do. As soon as Wong and the guard come back here, we'll get ready to go on to the next outpost, just as though we knew nothing at all about the old doctor.
Yeah.
And we'll start out and follow Wong for a short distance. Then, we get lost.
That ought to be easy.
I mean, we lose Wong. Then we'll swing around back here and release Fu Ling without disturbing the guard. Now, does that make sense?
No, nothing else does either, so we might as well do it.
It's not going to be easy for you and Dude and me and the old doctor to get back to headquarters. We don't know where any trail is. Of course, we have a compass and a map.
And there's going to be a moon later on tonight.
No, I could have told you that, only I didn't feel romantic.
And no wonder. A gal gets a good look at that bullet head of yours and she'll run a mile.
Oh.
Now, look, right now, you could haunt a house, no trouble at all.
Look, you mean we'll have to travel by moonlight?
That's right. Moonlight and compass. Sounds like a song, doesn't it?
Yeah. Worst yet to come anyway. You know, I can't figure out how we'll get back to the headquarters and smuggle Dr. Fu Ling into the plane without being seen.
We'll worry about that when we get to it. Now then, remember what I said. We've got to lose Wong soon after we get started.
I do not quite understand, Mr. Ryan.
Shh. I haven't time to explain everything, Doctor. You must take my word for it.
You want me to accompany you back to the Dragon Lady's headquarters?
Yeah.
What do I gain by that? It was she who brought me here as a prisoner.
I'll explain after we get started. Terry Lee and Dude Hennick are waiting for us outside. I want to get you away from here before we're discovered by the guard.
But he is apt to come at here any moment, Mr. Ryan. I will be as quick as possible.
I wish you could put a light on this shack, but I guess we'd better not. Just punch yourself into your clothes. Now, while you're doing that, I'll explain briefly what we're planning to do to get you away from Sansoon Hill.
Wait, please. There is someone outside. It is the guard. He will be sure to look in here to see if I'm all right.
Now, quick, get back in that bunk. Pretend to be asleep. I can flatten myself against this wall. Boy, that squeak was a narrow one, and it wasn't only in the door. Now then, if we can get you back to the commando hideout, we'll put you aboard Dude Hennick's plane. So let's get started. We don't know the trail back very well.
Looks like the spot down there. We came out from between those rocky walls, didn't we?
That's right. Now, the game is to get back inside those walls without being discovered.
That's a little out of my line, Patsy. I promise you this. You can get Dr. Fu Ling into my plane, and I'll take care of things from then on.
Yeah, but the job is to get from here to the plane without being caught. If the Dragon Lady finds out what we've been up to, she's not going to be very happy.
Well, she'll find out soon enough, but she won't be able to prove anything.
Gentlemen, may I make humble suggestion?
Go ahead, Doctor.
If we can distract the attention of two guards down that entrance, we will be able to slip through the walls and reach the plane.
That's right.
So perhaps if Mr. Ryan will circle around to the other side of camp and then fire his gun, it will distract everyone long enough for Mr. Hennick and Terry and myself to reach the plane.
That makes sense to me. How about you, Pat?
All right. You go with Dude and the Doctor. Here's what we do. Give me 5 minutes to get to the other side. Meanwhile, you ease down close to the rocky entrance and wait until I start shooting. From then on, everything else is up to you three.
There's one of the guards, Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Lucky there's moonlight. We wouldn't be able to see anything.
Well, I hope Pat makes enough racket to get that guy out of the way for a few minutes.
We're about 30 yards from the entrance, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't take us more than a minute to get through and get to the plane.
Are you going to take off tonight, Miss Hennick? You have no ground lights to guide you?
No. The moonlight's bad enough. The runway's clear. I shouldn't have any trouble.
How are we going to explain your reason for leaving in the plane? Dragon Lady knew that you and Pat and I started out together. How are you going to explain that?
That's your banana peel, Terry. I said I'd fly Dr. Fu Ling out of here, and I will. After that, you can make up your own story, little lady.
Well, I'll tell her you decided to make a midnight hop back to Army headquarters.
Tell her I got tired of walking. Tell her anything. Better still, don't tell her anything.
I regret that I have caused you gentlemen so much inconvenience.
Oh, think nothing of it, Doctor. Oh, war is inconvenient.
The Dragon Lady and I have always been enemies. Even though she is now working with Chinese government against the invader, I cannot bring myself to trust her. However, when the right time comes, you men can tell her I hold no grudge. Because she made me a prisoner. However, she will have to prove her value to China before I'll accept her as a friend.
Don't you believe in these commandos, Doctor?
I believe, with the help of Mr. Ryan, this commando group will be a most effective weapon in our fight against the invader. Most of the soldiers in this commando unit are the Dragon Lady's men. I know from bitter experience they all have exceptional courage. They're cunning and well disciplined. I also...
Uh-oh.
There he is. That's Pat. Look alive now. We've got to get in through those walls.
Well, let's do it now. There goes a guard around on the other side of the rock.
Come on, Doctor. This may be our only chance.
Here we are, Doctor. Say, lend him a hand. Help him into the plane.
All right. Up you go, sir.
Just crawl back inside, Doctor. Lie down there and don't make any noise. Think we can manage this all right? You better stay up there, Terry. I'll follow the old gent in and see if he gets comfortable.
Can two of us wheel your plane out from under these trees?
Yeah, we can manage all right. Now, wait there while I check the instruments.
I'll make it snappy. Those shots woke up half the camp. There's no telling what this outfit will do.
This is a mess.
Now what?
Why doesn't everything have to happen to me?
What's the trouble, dude?
All night long, we risk our necks to get Dr. Fu Ling. Risk our necks to get him here and get him in this plane. Now my moonlight flight is off.
Well, what's the trouble?
I was reading in the paper a few days ago that the American people were short on gas. Well, they haven't got anything on me.
You mean your plane hasn't any fuel?
No. Left orders here for the boys to fill up the tanks. Guess they've got it.
Oh, gee, this is a bad break.
Yeah. One thing to spot a plane. Another thing for a plane to be on a spot. Only thing we can do is lie low until morning. Hey, we can keep Dr. Fu Ling out of sight, huh?
Yeah. But we'll have to talk mighty fast to get this plane refueled and in the air before the Dragon Lady gets suspicious. Golly, I wish this was over.
Well, Terry, it will be over, but you're going to go through some mighty nervous moments before Jude takes off in the plane with Dr. Fu Ling. But cheer up. You've been looking for a clever way to identify planes, and you're going to discover it next Monday. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. Whenever you want something awfully good to drink, just open up a can of Libby's tomato juice. If you're smart, you'll ask your mother to keep some in the icebox all the time. Libby's tomato juice is a swell between-meal drink because it doesn't take away your appetite. Nope. What Libby's tomato juice does is perk up appetite. And boy, does it taste super. Rich in vitamins, too, you know. So drink Libby's tomato juice. For victory, every patriotic American, young or old, is buying United States war-saving stamps and bonds. Well, in next Monday's transcribed Terry Tale, I'm sure that our friends will be able to say goodbye to Dr. Fu Ling. Then they can turn their attention to the daring and dangerous work of being commandos in a great fight against China's enemies. Yes, and then Terry can go to work and teach these daredevil fighters how to identify airplanes. I'm sure he'll discover a swell way to do it. So let's be on hand as he works out his plan step by step, starting next Monday.